Beautiful. They're saying to remember the inner song sheet. In other words, we all have inner grace. We all have inner wisdom inside that is soon to be reborn, that is soon to be discovered, that is soon to be circulated, that is soon to be brought forth with outstretched hands. So we want to remember that we're opening up to love. We're opening up to our highest consent. We're opening up to our broadest claim at last. And so the more that we allow ourselves that grace with liberal interest, with liberal understanding, then we're going to pull in that sunshine. So allow yourself to be truly revealed. Truly revealed is we're all born enlightened. We take on the programming, the matrix, all the stuff from other lifetimes. And we're here to set the new divinity, the new divine appointment, the new human, the new ascended presence in our very midst. So in our very midst is, it's happening now as we will suggest. We will suggest means. We all have, you know, we're still working through the old programming and the old thoughts, the old emotions, but there's a new generous lifestyle that's soon to be revealed. When they're saying it's soon to be revealed, it's being revealed simultaneously. So that means we're all gonna still have the triggers. We're all gonna have the old thoughts, but side by side is gonna be the new reveal, is going to be the softer approach. In other words, why not just stay in love? Why not just stay in light? Why not just stay in peace? And so that is the new offering. That is the new request. That is the new song sheet. That is the new highest dance that is self-revealing. So when they're saying self-revealing, the light that is upon us is self-revealing. It truly, truly is. But it's waiting for us to glance. So what that means is if we stay impoverished, impoverished is separation consciousness. I'm here, what I need is over there. Impoverished is me, myself, alone. I'm just doing this all by myself. Versus we are divinity. We are God consciousness itself. So when we align with that truth, we're all of it. So whatever serves our very best, in other words, whatever is for our best and highest good, which includes the best and highest good of all, it's never just what I need, it's what's best for all. It's soon to be developed, it's soon to be noticed, it's soon to be exercised, meaning it's available as we, they're saying, we'll twist and shout, meaning as we will giddy up, all these words, so funny. It's like as we will claim it, as we will resurrect, as we will choose it. So we want to remember the ego, it's sort of like, well, I'm right, I'm in misery, or I'm in self, whatever it is. It's a little bit convincing. So it grabs our attention quickly. So it's a little bit like, come over here, you want to stay over here. So we want to remember that song sheet at last is already singing our high notes, is already singing our highest information, is already extraordinarily present. When they're saying extraordinarily present, it's literally right here, again, for us to notice. So when we notice, we want to remember our light. We want to remember our new attract. We're all attractive in the physical, gorgeous, gorgeous, but that's not what they mean. So when they say attractive, it's like the frequency, the energy, is so much more enticing, interesting, lovely, bright. It just sort of like fills my heart. And so when I have that heart filled, what else do I really need? Anything that is in the material, it's like, how would I say that? It's gonna be missing. There's nothing as wonderful and as bright as this inner sunshine at last. So where this inner sunshine is, it's us. As we will choose it, as we will honor our true placement, as we will record our new broadcast. So that new broadcast, we're going to find ourselves in different realities. So again, think of parallel realities, dimensional realities. So there's a version of ourselves that's at a higher frequency, that's at a higher pitch, that's at a higher establishment. And so the more that we honor that, trust that, how would I say that? Like, find it interesting, find it lovely, find it preferable. That preferable is it. Because, and again, when they're saying preferable, it's so much lighter, it's so much cleaner, refreshing, brilliant. It's beyond the thoughts of the past. It's beyond the limitation. It's really like a new start in a way. So funny, new moon, new start. So allow yourself love's advantage. So love's advantage is here for the choosing, for the selecting. So why wouldn't you want to have love's advantage? So we want to remember, how would I say, it's almost like an old TV program that has your attention and you keep watching it because you're like just glued to the TV, but it leaves you hanging, it leaves you dry, it leaves you thirsty. In other words, the old consciousness program, it's like all this shame, sarcasm and problems and oh gosh, what's going to happen now? It kind of leaves you defeated and it kind of leaves you sort of worn out. Whereas, as we open up to our new broadcast, as we open up to our new claim, it's like you're not waiting to be satisfied next. Meaning, when I finish the project, when I get the girl or the guy, then I'll be satisfied. That's the old consciousness where you're waiting for something that's separate from you and then you bring it in and then you can relax. So the new consciousness is you're traveling with the light already. You're traveling with the love inside. So you're already in joy. You're already in an enlightened status. And so then everything that's part of your divine appointment, everything that serves you and everyone else's highest best, is soon to be seen because the vibration, the consciousness, the frequency that has now arrived that you're agreeing with will bring forth, will magnetize, will bring forth a presentation of all that is now, how would I say that? It's like all you because you're registering in the new alignment. And so now it's all here because you're holding that high note. You're holding that broadcast. And again, where's the old junk in the trunk, all the old trappings, the false self, the conflict, the war consciousness? That's sort of like the old program that when you watch a rerun over and over, it gets tiring. It's like they're saying just say flat. Like it's just not nearly as interesting, because just think about it. It's like if you're carrying love inside, if you're carrying bliss inside, it's life can be up and down in all different ways, and it's all beautiful, it's all wonderful, because we're going to recognize that God consciousness in all of it. So when they say God consciousness, we don't want to get caught up in the word God. So it's your higher self, your God self, your I am presence. But whatever it is, it's the more that you can receive it as your true self-worth. In other words, who we really are. Because all of the brokenness is all because nobody really knows who they are. So this is where we learn how to bring forth our ministry. It's when they say it, people sometimes get confused. They don't mean that you're going to be on the pulpit, though you may. But your vibration is going to be your ministry. The song sheet that you carry is going to be your ministry, because we're holding those high notes. We're holding this new consciousness. We're holding that heart-centered awareness. And so that vibration, that soul signature scent is illuminating all of life around us. So allow yourselves to receive, allow yourselves to glow, allow that inner light to be exposed, to be known, to be cared for, to be experienced. And so every time they're sharing that, how would I say it? It's sort of like they're offering us grace. So like every word I had, it was like grace, 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 grace. So the help is here. The light is here. What we need, how would I say this? It's sort of like to choose it and to step on by the past drama, the past associations. So just notice, like when you watch your mind focus on drama, and you ever look at it thinking, why am I looking at this? How is this going to help me? Am I going to feel better after listening to this argument? So whether you're doing it on Facebook or in live personhood or whatever it is, it's like we're learning to pass it on by, because again, we're opening up to our sunshine at last. So allow yourself to receive your heavenly treasures. So your heavenly treasures is all that you need for your next assignment. So for someone, it may be a singing voice. For someone, it's to stand up in a sort of authority. For someone else, it's letting go of fear. So we want to remember that whatever our next is, it is now presented. It is now within reach. It is now here to be seen. When they say seen, they don't mean with the physical eyes. They mean our spiritual sight. So when I'm receiving my next assignment or whatever it may be, I can feel the energy of it. And when I feel the energy of it, it feels helpful, useful. Oh my gosh, here at last. So it's like when I receive it, I want to join in with it. I want to lean into it. So remember, we're leaving the past behind. We're moving into the sunshine. We're moving with our heavenly rays. So when they're sharing rays, all the lovely masters that are in charge of those rays, they've been hanging out lately. I'm not 100% sure why, but it's like every day, it's like there's, you know, the ray with El Moria and the Will or Lord Santo or whatever. And so these energies are getting, what would be the word, quite strong, quite, there's a better word for strong. I'm just going to say interfaced, like when I'm receiving the energy of it. What they're saying is there is no lack. There is no lack. So again, that's not the 3D world we've been experiencing. So again, imagine a world without lack. We're not trying to set up the world in the outer. What we're doing is we're opening up our consciousness to that abundance. So it's a consciousness of abundance, consciousness of light. So we want to remember, we source the world. So when we claim our highest self, when we claim our heavenly glow, when we claim the abundance, meaning that we're not separate from our divinity at all, it turns out, that's what we offer to others. That's what we offer to the world. And they're saying then we complete our homework. So each of us have areas where we're still looking at separation consciousness. And so when we open ourselves up, when we open ourselves wide, and we agree to our whole self, then whatever still appears to be separate is going to shift. It's going to turn itself upright, because it's agreeing with what we now understand about ourselves. So allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to be seen. When they're saying to be seen, it's like for you to see yourself in your light body. You may psychically see, you may sense it, but you just want to get the sense of being beyond the body mind, of being the light, of being the calm of light, of opening up the sacred heart, of opening up to your sacredness at last. So when we receive this light, we want to receive it. They're saying in gentle motion, but what they mean by that is like over and over. So it's like receive, receive, receive. And so when we're opening to receive, when I'm doing this along with everyone else, it doesn't end. It's like, oh, okay, the light's over. Oh, okay, there's no more. It's unending. So again, the more that we can get that it has to do with our focus, not what's already available. We're not waiting for ETs or whatever. The ETs are watching us, waiting for us to notice what's already here. So allow yourselves to glow, allow yourselves to be transformed easily with heavenly bliss, meaning it doesn't have to be hard. That's an old belief. The other thing they're reminding us, oh my lovely, I'm going to stay down just one more time, okay? Sorry about that. My little doggy just had surgery. I know, baby. Now I forgot my thought. In any event, as we receive our heavenly bliss, as we receive our total claim, it's like the more that we, remember to travel with it. So when you get triggered, whatever it is, we're going to forget. But we can soon remember. So it's sort of like, oh, I'm stuck. Wait a minute, I got the light. Wait a minute, I have the new song sheet. Wait a minute, there is wholeness within. Let me establish it, let me wake it up to it, let me agree with it. So we want to remember whatever we agree with is what we're creating out of. So when we agree with our light, when we agree with our sunshine, when we agree with our new stanza, then we create out of that consciousness. So receive, receive, receive. Total bliss. I keep hearing this. Total bliss. Sounds lovely to me.